to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to the Resettled Radio Live. This is Resettled Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. This is your host, Galwak Shul. Today is September 16, 2017. We will have a lot to tell you, but now listen to the music, Kofi Olomide.
I'm
Welcome back. Welcome to the Rasara Radio. This is Galwa Shul. I'm your host for the day. Thanks for bearing with us. We were not able to be live last week because of the mess on the way. This is election year. Well, apologies. Our team is not in the studio today with me, but they will be back on Saturday next week. We will be in full house, and also we will have some guests with us in the studio. And today we will talk about some of the things that have happened during the week, in the course of last week and this week, and what will be happening in the days ahead. The biggest story is this year's election. So this is the election where you have a voice. You have a voice through your vote. Some people think their votes don't matter, but that's wrong. Your vote counts and your vote matters. And that's why you have obligation to vote, because you have a right to vote for whoever wants to, who will be making a decision on your behalf or on your own life. You know, that's why you need to vote. Voting starts this Sunday. On the 23rd, that will be the last day. Early voting is already under process, and if you want to vote early, you are welcome. And if you want to vote the last day on 23rd, as I told you, if you don't want to get out on the 23rd, you can vote early. Voting booths are everywhere this time, so election has been so efficient. The people are voting in the libraries, in the malls, so the voting places have been increased. And so this is the good thing about this year's election. So there's a space for everybody. And what ARCC has been doing all along, since 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, ARCC has been educating communities for how to vote. And we have been talking about this in this studio, who should vote and where to vote and how you should vote. ARCC is made up of 18 incorporated societies of the different communities from refugee backgrounds. So if you don't know where to vote and you don't know how you can get a voting card or the form, or if you don't know how to fill out the form, you can call ARCC at 846-0110. Again, 09-846-0110. You can call ARCC if you don't have a voting card or you don't know how to fill out your form. We have a lot also that will be happening next week. We have a youth tournament next week. It's not next week. It's on the October 7th at Mount Albert War Memorial. So that will be hosted by ARCC. These are the teams where the youth will be having their tournament. And ARCC is looking for the youth groups who have, some communities already have set up the sport groups, and if you have a sport groups already set up, so you can just bring them on and then they can play with other groups. So there will be awards given out to those who perform well. This is the first time for ARCC youth groups to have a tournament. So it will be done under ARCC youth group, which is Youth United Voice. Is a youth organization in ARCC, and if you have not registered as a member of ARCC, you can do so. And if you have a sport group which has not been registered under ARCC, you can call ARCC again at 09-846-0110, or you can email us at admin@arcc.org.nz. So 7th October at 10 a.m., this is where the tournament will take place at YMCA Mount Albert Leisure Center. This is YMCA Mount Albert. It will take place at 10 a.m. in the morning until 3 p.m. So there will be a lot of fun, a lot of games, a lot of awards, and and a lot of networking right there. So if your team is available, please register. Well, I will take you for a little break. Let's go for another music, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Don't Cry by Lucky Dube. This is the greatest artist ever. Lucky Dube, Don't Cry. This is election year. We have a lot going on for the election, and if you have a lot to be, if you have a lot you want. See, that's what Lucky Dube has said. Don't cry. Just get out and vote. Because it is your vote that will make a difference. You may think your vote will not make a difference, but your vote will make a difference. And know who you are voting for. Not just a matter of voting. You have to know who you want to vote for. And this is the way it should go. If you don't know who you vote for, try to see your problems. What are your problems? Is your main problem the housing or education or healthcare or road transport, public transport or commodities prices or parks or whatever the issue you have, make sure you align it with whoever is running. And then if your wishes and your concerns are aligning with the party that you are trying to that you will vote for, that's when you will be voting for that party. Don't just vote for the sake of voting. Just know your problems and who is answering some of your problems. Because if they belong to the Green Party, that's the Green Party you're going to go. If they belong to the Labour Party, it is the Labour Party that you're going to go. If they belong to the National Party, it is the National Party you're going to go. If it is New Zealand First, it is a New Zealand First you're going to go. If it is a Maori party, it's a Maori party you're going to vote. Know your problems, and then from there you will know which party is addressing your problems. Because a lot of people don't know, are not informed of what they're going to vote for. ARCC has been doing the Voting Education Forum. Voting Education Forum in ARCC, it means our Rasaral community in ARCC, the former refugees, they have a lot of problems in this country. So a lot of them have also contributed to the economy, to the good health of the economy of this country. thanks God they have contributed, but there are problems here and there because integration, it means a process. It takes a long time to get settled. And for those who have those issues, so they should not just suck them in. They have to speak out. This is the time. You know, it happens once a time. And this is one of the time that it is happening. So the voting community, voting education forums are the forums where communities sit together, discuss the issues, what is the way forward, what is affecting the community. When we get out there, we find that a lot of issues are out there that the even the local council does not know what is going on in the community. Things like healthcare. There are some people in the community paying the doctor's visit for the kids, which should not be the case. And there are people who have their benefits have been cut because they work part-time. And when they enroll, when they get a full-time job, it's still the benefit makes no difference because it's already cut. And then full-time and part-time, there's no differentiation between full-time and part-time as far as work and income is concerned. So such are some of the problems in the communities that are being addressed on the community level. And please get out and vote. Those things will not be solved if you don't have your voice heard, because one of the things that your voice can be heard is through voting. You can have many forums where your voice can be heard, but this is the simpler one. Just get out, cast your vote, but know who you are voting for. And this is what ARCC has been advocating. Get out and vote and get a friend with you. You in the voting booth, you can take your kids there. They can, you know, put the voting ballot in there. But this is the way New Zealand has been welcoming the newcomers. This is a great country. You have, if you are immigrant, if you are a settled immigrant, you have the same right the other New Zealanders have. You have the voting rights. You have every right that every citizen in this country has. But you have to do your part too, you know, to fulfill those rights. It is your part now to vote. Go and vote. It doesn't matter which party you're going to vote for, go and vote. But know which party you're going to vote for. It takes things to scrutinize, to see, you know, from angle to angle, what is what. You know, when you are a migrant in this country, I know it takes a long time to filter things out, you know, trying to understand things, you know. You may think, oh, you know, my vote doesn't matter because there will be anyone that will come anyway. They will vote for anyone anyway, but that's not what it is. What it is, your vote will make a difference and it will count. We come from where our rights have not been acknowledged. Some of us have never voted since they were born. Even now at the 60s, have never voted before. Please get out and vote. This is the message. Another thing, ARCC is running a learner license school, learner driving license school. We will be running it in ARCC office. We have been recruiting all along the learners, those who want to learn to drive, and the mentors and instructors. So we have three categories. We have the learners, we have mentors, and we have instructors. So this is what I will spell out for you when we come back after Kandabongo Man. We will be back in a minute.
Come on, In the innocent days, there was a young cowboy who was in love with a Mexican girl. Only she didn't know it. And he would watch her as she walked by, and her cotton dress would dance in the wind, and her eyes held the stars. Now she was the most beautiful thing that cowboy had ever seen. Sent down straight from heaven. But he was afraid he'd never win her heart because of some family scars left by the range wars. But oh, how he loved her.
Senorita, passing by, pardon me if I stop and ask you why. Senorita, could it be someone like you could love someone like me?
So he walked up to her, tipped his hat, and introduced himself. And she looked up at him and didn't know what to say. So he told her the story of his family, the trouble that brought the barbed wire, and of all the things that he couldn't change. And then he told her that he loved her, and he studied her reaction. Now by the time the spring rains came, they were married. Now there's an old song that my family used to sing about a young cowboy and a Mexican girl and how they fell in love.
Senorita, passing by, pardon me if I stop and ask you why. Senorita, could it be someone like you could love someone like me? Senorita, passing by, pardon me if I stop and ask you why. Senorita, could it be someone like you could love someone like you could love someone like me?
Welcome back. You have been listening to Rasala Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host, Galwak Chol. The artist was Don Williams. A little thing about Don Williams. Don Williams is the country musician. He passed away 2 weeks ago, sadly, in Tennessee. He's from Tennessee, but he passed away 2 weeks ago. I had an opportunity to meet him. I had the opportunity to have his CDs. I used to listen to his CDs since I was a teenager in 1989 in Ethiopia. And he has been my inspirational, not only me, but a lot of friends that I know. He has been inspirational to them, and it's a great loss for a country musician, country boy. Rest in peace. We are in election, as we say before. This is election year where the town is so busy, a lot of traffic, a lot of hassles here and there, a lot of quick fix, a lot of 11-hour rushes. Things are done in a fast way, not in the usual way, because we are in a fast-moving world. So, ARCC is with the community, the Rasadil community. We call our community a resettled community. We used to call them a refugee community, but no longer they are not refugee anymore. They are the resettled community, because once you come here with a resident visa or residence permit or permanent resident, then what in the world would you be called a refugee? You are not a refugee anymore. You are a resident, New Zealand resident. So you are a new resident, a newcomer. We call them newcomers or the new Kiwis. This is how we call our community members in New Zealand. They are not refugees. This is what we have been advocating for. I had a discussion with one of the former refugees. He came here about 19 years ago. And we had a dialogue, and I asked him in the middle of our dialogue, I asked him, so how do you feel if someone call you a refugee? The guy is a great guy. He's from Federal Republic of Somalia. He said, I have no problem with someone calling me a refugee, but I usually say, yes, I'm a refugee, but I have a New Zealand passport. So it is up to that person to judge whether a refugee can have a New Zealand passport or not. This is a negative labeling, and this is what we are trying to change, because it does not fit with the harmony of the society within the New Zealand. New Zealand is a humanitarian country where everyone has a voice. Those who are brought here come from a background where they have no voice. Some of them were to be tortured because they would want to speak up. And some of the stories that have been told in our Beyond Refuge, the stories of a settlement in Auckland, are so heartbreaking. If you need to have a copy of one of those books, please call ARCC at 09-846-0110. Again, 09-846-0110. These are very inspirational stories. You will hear a lot of them. And that was the first book that we launched last year in 2016. And now we are on the process of releasing another one, maybe at the end of this year or maybe in January. We are in the middle of finishing it. And it's the same stories too, Beyond Refuge. So this, the idea beyond refugee, Beyond Refuge is this. Once you come to the new country and you want to introduce yourself to the host society, you don't just appear. You say, hey, this is me. This is how I am. This is where I come from. This is my story. And this is me. This is you. This is your story. Nobody's going to take it away from you. No matter how long you live in this world or you leave the world, it's yours. It will go with you. So why do you keep it? Let the New Zealanders know about you, where you come from, your struggle, your success, all of those challenges, you know, the likes, the do's, the don't, things like that. I think it's a very great idea to have a Beyond Refuge, a history book of resettlement in Auckland. But this time, for the second book that we are trying to launch, maybe at the end of this year, as I said before, we will be trying to incorporate a lot of stories, not only from Auckland, but beyond Auckland, from other regions like Christchurch, like Wellington. And we want to make, we want to give it a flavor. So that's how we try to put things together. Our exhibition, ARCC exhibition for Beyond Refuge and the photographs at New Zealand Maritime Museum has come to an end. It has come to an end last week, so all the exhibition will not be displaying now. We have some photographs, and so we have some a lot of portraits in there, but you know, it's not being run like it used to be in past month. So if you go to Maritime Museum and you want to watch our exhibit, our exhibition is no longer there, though we have some portraits and some photographs in Maritime Museum right now. It's not the way it used to be, but, you know, it's welcoming. You can go and peep around. A lot of things are happening in New Maritime Museum, New Zealand Maritime Museum. So ARCC, on behalf of ARCC, I give them a lot of thanks for helping us all along. You know, and also we did not do this alone. The exhibition in Maritime Museum, we did not do it alone. We had a partnership with Tiffany Sink, a sculptor. She's artist, and she has a lot of experience and a lot of help that she has brought in. So this is a partnership project that we have been holding together with Tiffany Sink. She has been with us in every step of the way. So ARCC is going to receive some visitors all the way from Japan. One of the things that we are trying to discuss with the students who are coming from Japan, they are trying to come here to learn, to learn immigration, how immigration is taking shape in New Zealand. New Zealand is a very small country, but has a great name. It has done a lot on terms of humanitarian. Is a member of the United Nations. New Zealand is leading the United Nations mission in South Sudan, HANMIS, led by the former Man Albert MP, David Shearer, Honorable David Shearer, is the one leading the peacekeeping mission, not only in South Sudan, but, you know, in all over Africa, because South Sudan is the head mission, but he's the one heading it. So New Zealand has got a good name, and immigration adds to that. As it is, Japanese are coming to learn about immigration. Immigration in Japan, they want to bring it to limelight this time around because the population in Japan is aging, and then they want to bring in immigrants who can be working in the factories, truck drivers, and all of that. But it has never been a culture of Japan before, but now they try to emulate the rest of the world, to follow the rest of the world, because I think a lot of them are the baby boomers. Baby boomers are the people born after World War II in 1945. In 1945, are now at around 60, so they are retiring. They are on the retiring age, and so they cannot work anymore. So there's this gap in the job markets where you will see no people are working there because the population has aged. So what Japan has to do, they have to get out and look for immigrants to go to Japan and work there. Of course, anything comes with challenges. There will be challenge of language, there will be challenge of culture, there will be challenge of environment. Imagine an African taken to Japan, to Asia. Imagine. So how, where the dialect is different, the language is different, the culture is different, food. That will be a cultural shock, by the way. But, you know, hey, it was something. If Japan has decided to go that way, that's what the humanitarian means, and that's what it is. So let me take you for a break to St. Paul and Sasha. I'm still in love with you, girl. That's what it is. That's what they're saying. Enjoy.
Don't know it from the start. Me tell them say I'm dirty, yeah. Sean Paul and Sasha, come sing for them, baby.
No, you make me holler, girl, you make me sweat. I can't get your tenderness. Still, I can't get you off my mind. What is it about you?
I don't say dirty, dirty love. Stay at dirty, dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
So girl, I try to understand that the man is just a man. That's a dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, boy.
It's a loving from the start, but you know we're at the part. That's the way I give my love.
I'm still in love. Yes, I'm still in love.
What a man gonna do? Gonna do. Girl, when I never have a promise, and no bling bling for all the girl. When I do so love it when me fling fling control the girl. And I make your head swirl, and I make your body twirl, and I make you wanna be my one and only baby girl. Night after night, make you feel up to keep you warm. Girl, you never get this kind of loving from your bond. I know you want your cat, let me just can't perform.
I love you, baby.
I show you get the little loving of a girl. Time for no kissing and
charm. Not
child.
Even how to kiss me.
Oh, I do my take a little hard right side.
I don't know why.
Baby girl, baby girl, baby girl,
baby girl. I love you, baby.
I don't see that, see love.
I'm still in love with you.
Well, I'm a hustler and a player, and you know I'm not to say it. That's a dirty, dirty love. Understand that a man is just a man. That's the dirty, dirty love.
I'm still in love with you, oh.
The blessed love.
loving from the start, but you know we're at the part. That's the way I live my life.
I'm still in love. Yes, I'm still in love.
Yo, what a man gotta do? What a man gotta do, girl? Hey, I told me give back the glove and say bye, bye, bye. But turn around, she asks the question, why, why? When me leave in the city, girl, I cry, cry, cry. And it hurts my heart to tell a lie, lie, lie. So don't cry no more, baby girl, for sure. Just remember the good times we had before. I'm sure you're getting a little love and I'm a god.
You don't know how to let me.
This is St. Paul and Sasha. I mean, still in love with you. That's what she's saying. You have been listening to Rasara Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Rasara, on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galu Akshol, and my team will be here on Saturday next week, and we will be in Full House, where we will be talking a lot of things, about a lot of things live.
Start, but you know we're at the part. That's the dirty love.
I'm still in love. Yes, I'm still in love.
What a man gotta do? What a man gotta do, girl?
I don't know.
Welcome back. This is Rasara Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host, Galu Akshol. I talked about, you know, ARCC having the learner driving class going on right now. It has not yet started, but registration is underway. We have three categories. We have learners, and we have mentors, and we have instructors. I stated earlier that I will come back to it, and this is what I'm saying now. So we have closed the files for the learners, those who have difficulties of getting the driver license with AA because of the language issues, because of the speed, because of whatever can hold them back. So Immigration New Zealand is helping us to set up a classroom for the learners. Now, applications for the learners has closed. We have been asking for mentors and instructors. And if you know anyone who can help through mentoring, I will tell you a while. I will tell you the difference between the mentor and the instructors in a few minutes. But if you can help to find somebody, or if you can volunteer your time to help in volunteering, I mean mentoring and instructions, so that would be very much appreciated. Basically, this is how it works. So we are working with the people from refugee backgrounds. They have been here. It doesn't matter how long they have been here. Some of them 5 years, some of them 10 years, some of them 20 years, some of them few months. See, you can name it, but we, as a resident community, we have been struggling. So this is the thing, difference between the mentors and instructors. Mentors will be people who will be helping, you know, taking them to the road, take the learners to the road, you know, watch them how do they drive or try to teach them. And then instructors are those who will be deciding, yes, this person should pass to the next level. If that person has no learner permit, yeah, that person might get a learner permit. If he or she has a learner permit, might go to restriction. So after the restriction or restricted license, so she might go to a full license. So that's how it goes. And mentors is done on voluntary basis, while the instructors is, you know, is under the responsibility of their job obligation to be paid something. But The thing is, come either way, if you want to be a mentor or you want to be an instructor, please, we appreciate all of those. And we, ARCC is running the West Auckland, and South Auckland is given to Red Cross to run it. So we are working together with Red Cross. So this is the same project between two resettlement agencies. We have been working together for a lot of things, and this is a great help to our community. So please, if you know anyone, call ARCC, or if you want to volunteer your time, call ARCC at 09-846-0110. Again, 09-846-0110. And don't forget, on October 2nd, we have a youth tournament at YMCA at Mount Albert. If you have youth who have their own football clubs, please bring them on. So a lot of fun will be going on right there. There will be a lot of awards. There will be a lot of games between the youth groups. There are already youth groups within our organization. So if you know any some youth who want to be involved, so please get in touch with us. Until next week, we will see you again on Saturday. Bye from the studio. God bless you all. I will leave you with some music. DeMarco Papatel.
Now hear this. When it's 6:30, come cross with a new dance called Papatel. Girl from foreign and yard at that show. Down. Watch the girl, they might catch it every girl back at them. Girl, I do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Girl, they might catch it every girl back at them. Girl, I do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Puppy tail, girl, I do the puppy tail, puppy tail, girl, I do the puppy tail, puppy tail, girl, I do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, they might do the puppy tail. Bend your back on your shake up, one jiggle and brace up, bend down like you are lace up. Watch it and make up on your face, son. Watch the girl, them a catch it every girl back at them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Girl them a catch it every girl back at them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Missy girl a puppy tail, she a go pan the. When you show them how fi puppy tail in a bed. Girl can puppy tail, then she must see the dance. If you girl a puppy tail with them, yeah, I read.
Watch her and Nikisha.
Watch the girl, them a catch it every girl back at them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Girl them a catch it every girl back at them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Girl them a catch it every girl back at them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Girl them a catch it every girl back at them. Girl a do the puppy tail with a man back at them. Puppy tail, girl a do the puppy. Puppy tail, girl, I do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, girl, I do the puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail. Puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Puppy tail, puppy tail, puppy tail. Watch the girl, them a do the puppy tail.
Have you ever been? Soda, daddy.